Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with Aaron Stewart. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Aaron is the co-owner of blockchain recruitment platform, Job.com. Aaron, blockchain recruitment, tell us what that means.
So all it is, it's normal recruitment. It's traditional recruitment that's recorded and managed through a blockchain ledger. So, you know, so where, if you've ever used an agency before to hire staff or you've ever been a candidate going through the recruitment agency process to get a job, you'll notice that, you know, by the end you get a contract of employment, et cetera. But everything that happened between you applying for the job to getting that job, it's normally just managed by people, whereas we do it through an automated recruitment platform online, and it's all recorded on the blockchain. And that allows us then to save huge amounts of cost and automate much of the hiring process.
So why is the blockchain more efficient for you?
Well, blockchain is a secured ledger, which means let's say there's an interaction between you and a hirer. So every conversation you have, every agreement you come to, every interview you go to, all of that stuff based on your interaction through the platform are recorded on a smart contract.
Mm-hmm.
And what it means is we've got a really good ledger of everything that's going on and have the ability to enforce deals effectively between one person and another, because this is what it's all about. It's all about trust. We have secured ledger contracts between you and an employer, which we can enforce, which means you'll get hired, and then when you get your job, you'll earn a 5% salary signing bonus for utilizing job.com, which is an extra $2,600 for the average American if they just job.com over any other site.
And this isn't just words that somebody said that went out into the air, folks. This is a recording of the terms along the way that are kept along the way. And it's the reason why this is important, folks, is because a lot of business is being done now without a human being near it. And the blockchain platform is sort of the trust proxy for humans when work is done, when you and I aren't there, when digital leverage just happens, when we're not nearby, the blockchain is sort of our trust proxy. What do you think about the way I just said that?
That's absolutely spot on. I mean, that really is. It is a trust proxy. You know, we have contracts for everything in our lives, you know, believe it or not, you know, from the houses we own or rent, right through to the cars or the payments we make on it. And it's all about trust. You know, when a lender lends you money, you know, they do all the background checks to know should they give you the money. It's all still based on trust. And we're just about trust. Delivering, you know, candidates to companies, having that recorded, having a contract between the pair of them, and because it's automated, saving vast amounts of money, and by doing that, passing those savings on to the client and passing that money in the fee on to the candidate to say, well done for taking hiring into your own hands. And that's the power of blockchain, and that's how it accelerates and moves things forward. That's why it's so relevant right now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So when you think of blockchain, what would be a way that a small business could dip their toe into the blockchain world? Where would you recommend they start?
So it depends on what exactly you wanted to do. So if you wanted to introduce blockchain into your business, I think that's something that takes a lot more research and something that you have to have more of an understanding of. And before you do anything, do your homework and maybe become affiliated or amongst circles of friends that have that knowledge. But if you wanted to dip your toe into the crypto market and just understand what all this Bitcoin and Ethereum stuff is about, you may choose to, like, you know, download like a major wallet, like a Coinbase, if you haven't heard of Coinbase.
You start with a wallet, wouldn't you? You'd open up a wallet, And
open
that,
up a wallet.
And that's your platform to put – that's the vessel that you'll put your cryptocurrency in.
Yeah, that's it. You put cryptocurrency in. And you can buy cryptocurrency with normal fiat, with normal, you know, U.S. dollars.
Right.
And don't go in too hard. Don't do it to put any risk up. You know, just, I don't know, put $5 in.
Right.
Buy $5 worth of Ethereum or Bitcoin and just see what happens. Just use that to learn.
Just,
you know,
get started.
Just a cup of coffee, cup of Starbucks. That's all it is.
Hey, Aaron, I gotta wrap it up. Give us the website again, please.
So it's www.job.com.
J-O-B.com. Aaron, will you come back again, Ross? Come back again and give
us
some
more. Of course. It's a pleasure, Jim. I always love to come back.
Thank you. Aaron Stewart, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blatzengame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blatzengame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.